Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the second shir, Rambam Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. Person who is Mekalal Aviv V'imai receives Skila Rachmana Litzlan, both Bechayim Ulachar Misasan, requires Edim and Hasra, and it applies to all types of genders, Ish, Isha, Tumtum, Androgynous, provided that they're gedolim shegiu lechlal einshem. In the previous year, we asked why you have to say they need edim and asra. They always need edim and asra, and why it has to say tumtum and androgynous once you know ish veisha, and why it has to say shiu gedolim. And what we saw was that the ikar azhara comes really from the onish. In other words, you know that it's asr from the onish. That's why it's its own. It's a separate lav. Since it's a separate onish, it's a separate lav, because the lav is really derived from the onish. Just as a problem, eino chen l'ken masir, and so we don't have an explicit pasuk telling you not to curse. Maybe a pasuk that's the chiyuv misa. We don't have a pasuk telling you not to curse and not to strike your parents. Therefore, that we take from the general pasuk of you shouldn't curse also kal cheresh, not to curse anybody else, and including a cheresh, and. So that's the general, it's sort of to curse people. And in addition, hitting also, you're not allowed to hit another Jew anyway. So that's to be yotze einon shemelein ken mazhirin. So now we have a pasuk for an azhara, but really the primary iser is derived from the actual pasuk about the chiyuv misa. You just wouldn't be able to get the chiyuv misa unless there's an azhara. So we found the pasuk. But that's not really the primary limud. The primary limud is from the that it's a lav bifnei atzmo, is from the pasuk of the onesh. And just again, to be yotze, the ein onesh em l'kein masirin, we discussed this agav in our sefer mitzvah shir, you can listen. The to be yotze, ein onesh em l'kein masirin, we found the lav, the general lav, but primarily it's considered its own, it gets its own lav, it's a separate ashar, it's a separate iser in the minyan mitzvahs, and that's derived from the pasuk that tells us about the onesh. Okay, so that's the yisod hadvarim, and with this we can answer the kasha of Rav Yochanan Perla and Rasag Lesei Mem Zayin, Shaila of the Gemara, Sanhedrin 84b, can a son draw blood for medicinal purposes from his father, Ben Maushi Yaki's dam, Me Aviv, Ayin Shem Bedivri HaGemara, the Kevin, Sheaz Hara Shel Maka Aviv, Hu Milav, the Bal Yosef, Kamosh Kesev HaRambam, the Alon, Bepehalocha Ches. So where do you get the Isser of Maka Aviv from Lo Yosef, not to strike another Jew, not to wound another Jew? So Azharaso Mimasha Musar Shalola Hakosadam Yisrael. So the Azhara is coming from the Pasuk, not to strike anybody. That's the Azhara for a father. So Imkein Kevin the Pshita Deboy Silur Ful Lakalai Azhara. It's Pashit, that there's no Azhara to strike another Jew if you're doing so for medicinal purposes. So Mamela, there's going to be no Onesh and Isser in the father. Shekol Azharah, so Medina Azharah is called Yisrael. V'lamali l'kroi shehuva b'gamar l'hati rafuah v'tepuk l'eshein kan Azharah v'Isser klal. Frektor of Perla, ani lo mevin. Ha'im kol ha'yisod ha'yisur, zemi ha'yisur ha'klali, that you're not allowed to harm another person. So it's Pashit, it doesn't apply for rafuah. So why does the Gemara need a special pasuk to be matir, your father, to be make his dumb from your father? Typically, why don't we just say quite simply that there's no issa, there's no azhar at all? That's one kasha. Nacha kasha efshar lekshot od, kazei yesh lekshot b'makalel oviv lachar miso. Anachnu yodim shasul lekalel aviv lachar mita. Person's chayef. We learned this in the Mishnah, Sanhedrin 85b. Shekevin shasharis makal aviv hu mikra de makal el cheresh. Where do you get the azhar from makal aviv for? From makal el cheresh. And in that it says in the Gemara, and daf pehe amir aleph, de pater be'ena mekuyam be'amcha. A person's pater if he's not alive. So if the whole vort, if the whole yisod of the yisr, to curse your father, comes the lav, the azhara, comes from that cursing cheresh, which includes anybody. So then, why do you need a? So how can you say that a person is chayav for cursing his father lachar misa? Ma pitom that you're chayav for cursing father lachar misa? All right, the whole yisod is from not cursing a chayresh, and that only applies to someone who's alive, not someone who's dead. So then she should be pater for cursing one's cursing his dead father. So based on what we explained in the Rambam and the Smag in the previous shir, that the ashara comes not from the pasuk, the general pasuk, but from the specific onesh pasuk of the parent, we understand very well. The ashara is in the chiyuv, in the liability, in the punishment. That's where the ashara really comes from. And the psukim of loisakal cheresh or v'nasi bamcha loisar, or pen, right? That those are the psukim about not cursing people in general, right? Like we have in Rashi, loisakal cheresh. You only know cheresh. What about everybody else? It says v'nasi bamcha loisar. So then, why does it say cheresh? My cheresh b'miyuchad shehu b'chayim. Af kol shehu b'chayim. So it has to be a living person, which again we said only applies to a regular person, but not to a parent. So akopanim the real ashara is in the chiyuv misa, and the psukim of lo sekal cheresh or pen yosef are just to be makayim at mashein on shemelim kein mashirin. That there has to be an explicit ashara in the Torah, and only then can you come to an onesh. But really, once you have the fact that there's an explicit ashara, so the ashara now comes from the chiyuv. The ashara, the general ashara, is just to be yotze ein onshen al kein masirin, that you need an explicit pasuk of ashara. Once you have that, then you go back to the original iser, and you say that the ashara now is from the lav now, the iser now, is from the onish pasuk. And the other one is again just to be yotze ein onshen al kein masirin, but that's not the primary source. And if so, kol ma she'asu mechamat ma she'mevu'ar ba'onish, melegabe aviv havalei asara b'chlal hanukrai. So the Gabe Aviv, the Azhara is included in the Psuke Onesh. And therefore, it says that one's not allowed to strike his father, so that even includes the Refua. Because if there's an Onesh, there's an onesh mitzad maka aviv, then there's also an iser mitzad maka aviv. In other words, don't ask me, but there's no iser. All right, the iser doesn't apply if it's the refua, because the iser is from the general pasuk of lo yosef. No, but that's not true, because the iser is really from the azhara of maka aviv. And maybe when it comes to maka aviv, there's an onesh. And if there's an onesh, then there's also an azhara. And the same would apply to Makal lachar misa, right? That even though if one curses one in general lachar misa, then it's not, there's no iser. But by a parent, since the primary lab is from the onesh, so if there's an onesh, then there's also an iser. Then in achinami, it's asur to curse one's father after death. And itaka is asur to curse one's father after death, because again, yes, the iser comes from the onish pasuk, and the onish applies even after death. If one curses his father even after death, even after the father's death. The Ramban asks on the Rambam, the ma mechayv she'alav bifnei atzmo. What's mechayv? What obligates us to say that there's a lav bifnei atzmo and lecheshben alavin? Why isn't it enough that it's included in the iser of kol adam, and everybody gets their onish? If it's a father, you're the chiyuv misa, and if it's not your father, then there's no chiyuv misa. But mehechi tesi, that because of the separate onesh, you're going to get a separate lav. Why does the Rambam, what obligates and necessitates the Rambam to say, what compels the Rambam to say that there's a separate excuse me, that there's a separate lav. Just say that the lav comes from the general lav of cursing or hitting, and you just get a special onesh for the father. Well, why does the Rambam insist? That no, because you have a special, different onesh, there's also a different azhar, a different lav. That's the Ramban's kasha. As nirama kol ledat Rambam, so we're looking for a makor for the das Rambam, and to explain the hechreach, the necessity of the Rambam explaining that to Nazar b'fnei atzma is as follows. We see in the Sugya in Sanhedrin, Samach Vav Amud Aleph, a ribu miyuchad, ish, the rabbi's bas, they were mechayev a daughter, al killas of v'ein. Tosfos there, the bramaschal, the rabbi's bas, asks, why do we need a special ribu for this? Hare we paskin, bekame duchti in shas, numerous places, that we equate man and woman, l'chol oinshin shebetorah. So why do you need a special ribui to say that it also includes a bas? The Tosfos says that the only time we have this hekesh is when it says a lashon zachar. It says a lashon zachar, it also includes nekeva, that the nekeva also gets the onesh. But when it says ish, we would be memayit isha, if not for the ribui, for the chiddush of ish. That's Tosfos. And so it's in the Chiddush Haran, and so it's Tosfos in Sukkah and Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis Divra Masel Hishva Kosuf, and in Bava Kametes Vav Amud Aleph Divra Masel Hishva, and there Hishva, and there in the Rashba. It's kedai to look in Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Beis HaOitzer in Klal Kuf Mem Aleph in the Chitva and Kiddushin Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, and in the Maharam over there they ask that if this is true, don't write Ish. And then you're not going to have to say ish ish la rabbos bas. In other words, what's the whole word? Normally, if you have a lashon zachar, it includes girls. So here it says ish. So ish comes to exclude girls. So therefore, you have to say ish ish in order to include girls. Excuse me. Don't say ish, and then you won't have to say ish ish to include girls. That's the kasha of the Ritva and the Maharam. So hadra kushis atosis laduchta. What's pshat? Why do you need this ish ish? The rabbi's bas. Just don't say ish, and then we'll know automatically it's the rabbi's habas. As nirami ze, the shiny baze as hara umitzvot mitzvat mekalel aviv v'imo mishaar as harot haTorah. It's important to know that there is a fundamental difference between the azhara of cursing one's parents and other azharas in the Torah, and that is. Another Azharis, there's an Azharis said to all of the Jewish people. For example, like the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. Even if somebody doesn't have parents, he still has the mitzvah of kibud avim. The only problem is he lacks the hechetimtzi. He lacks the means to be mekayim this mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that he's not chayiv. In principle, he's chayiv. He just lacks the hechetimtzi to be mekayim this mitzvah. V'harehu kemi she'ein lo chazir, shebevaday mushar al isur zeh. It's like somebody who doesn't have chazir. Is he not mushar al chazir? Avad is mushar al chazir. He just happens not to have any chazir handy. But if he would have chazir handy, he wouldn't be allowed to eat it. So this person who doesn't have parents, so avad he's mushar on kibud of avim. He just doesn't have a hechetimtzi to be mekayim. Ve'ein zeh kemitzvot shenitnu lekohanim she'ein Yisrael bechlal mitzvot elu. So when we talk about mitzvahs given to the Kohanim, so those Jewish people are excluded. The Yisraelim, Jewish people, Yisraelim, non-Kohanim, are excluded. Why are they excluded? Hello, they're excluded because they're mufka legamre. They're not Kohanim. They weren't given to them in the first place. So I don't have a p'tur from Birchas Kohanim. I wasn't chayiv in the first place. It's not just a chisar and hechetimtzi. These are mitzvahs she'en on Shavuos b'kol that the Gemara calls. And not shaykh to me b'chlal as an non-Kohen. Chen kol ze b'sha'ar ha'azharot. Aval lo ken hi ha'azhara shel mekalel u'make aviv v'imo u'mishum shekan. She'ein ha'azhara lehedya, ela mitoch ha'onesh ne'emra, Here it's different. Here the Azhar of Makalu and Maka Ovi Vivimo, there's no explicit Azhara. Where do we know the Yisr from? We know the Yisr, like the Rambam says, from the Onesh. Kanal midivrei Rambam, like we said in the Rambam, Vahainu. Shelechatchila ne'emra asara lo lekol Yisrael, shebetorat Yisrael ne'emru lahem mitzvot ha-Torah, gam kodem she'asu o lo asu et ha-mitzuveh lahem. Ela ne'emar davar be'onesh, sheperusho be'ish ha-mesuyam hazeh, she'asa davar kazeh, she'alav yeshna azhara, memela delek al azhara, ela lemi she'yeshno be'mitziut zo, she'aleh ne'emar ha'onesh ba'Torah, dahenu ben shel av va'em. Lechatchila, the Azhara was not said to all of Yisrael, that as a Yisrael, they were told the mitzvahs of the Torah even before they did or they didn't do them. That's not what's happening over here. Rather, what's going on over here in the case of Maka and Makalel is Ne'amar ha'davar be'onesh, it was said in the punishment, which means that this specific person who did this thing upon which there is an azhara, there is a warning not to do it, automatically there is only an azhara to someone who has this mitzius on which there is an onesh. In other words, the son of a father and a mother. And therefore, you have to write Ish ki yakalel. And you can't not write Ish, like the Ritva and the Maharam ask. Because here, in the Pasuk, Kan ne'amar bakra, gam miyu hamuzhar b'mitzvah zo, she'ina b'stam elechol Yisrael kebechol ha-Torah. Here it has to tell us who we're dealing with. Because normally it's b'stama, it's given to all of the Jewish people. In the whole Torah, that's the way it is. But here, it has to tell us specifically who we're dealing with. And everybody else is mufka. Again, what do we say about kibud av'im? Even somebody who doesn't have a mother and a father is chayv in kibud av'im. He just doesn't have a hechetimtzi. It's just like not having chazir. And that's not like the mitzvahs that were given to kohanim, that non-kohanim are not included in these mitzvahs, not just the chisar and hechetimtzi. But they're not even included in the mitzvah in the first place. And it's mitzvah shein hashavut b'kol. That's why it comes to other azharas. But it's not like that in the azhar of Makom Mekalel. Because here the azhar is only coming from the Onesh. So lechatchila the azhar wasn't said to all of the Jewish people. But rather, it was said in the Onesh. Which means that somebody who did this thing upon which there is an Onesh, upon which there is an azhara, gets the onesh. So you have to identify the person. Leka la'azhara el lemi sheyeshno b'mitziut zo she'aleha ne'emar onesh ba'Torah. There is no warning to anybody else other than somebody who has this mitzius upon which the Torah says he gets an onesh. Who is that? That's the son of a father and a mother. And therefore you have to write ish ki yakalel. And you can't not write ish, like the Ritva asks. Because here it says in the Pasuk, who is Muzhar in this mitzvah? In other words, it has to tell us specifically, it's because in general in the Torah it's talking to everybody. But the Kohanim, you have to specify the Kohanim, because it's only talking to them. And here you have to specify the son, because it's only talking to him. Who's him? This Ish who has parents who the Torah is telling him not to curse. Normally, when the Torah is talking, the Torah is talking to everybody. So you don't have to specify a specific person. But here you have to, because here the Torah is just like Kohanim. By Kohanim, the Torah is mafki everybody else besides the Kohanim. Here also, the Torah is saying that this mitzvah only applies to somebody with parents. And it's not just the chisar and hechetimtzi. The onesh only applies to someone with parents, and memela, the azhara. And the onesh is predicated on the azhara. So the azhara only applies to somebody with parents. We only have this asara for somebody who has this mitzias upon which there's an onish in the Torah. Who is that? This person, this ish, who has a mother and a father. So it comes out according to this, that it says ish in the pasuk, we have a makor l'das haRambam that here in the parasha, the asara was said, this is the asara, and not an asara klal shel makal Yisrael. And we also have a teretz on the kasha the Ramban. Why do we need an asara? And it's not enough to have the asara l'kol Yisrael, because based on what we said, there's a special mechayiv from which the asara flows that comes because he's the son of his father. Yesh kan mechayiv miyuchad shemimenu novat ha'asara haba mechamat shu ben shel aviv. Because he's his father's son, that's where this whole Azhar and Onesh come from. The Onesh comes from there, and the Onesh is coming from the Azhar. And therefore you have this special Azhar not to do this in this Maisa. And that's why you have the special Onesh, because there's a special Mechayiv that comes from the Metzius of Benim, Aviv, Vima. In other words, this is it. What we're saying, sweet friends, is this is a different category. The regular categories of in the Torah, of Isurim, apply to everybody. So the Torah doesn't have to specify. And if, in your specific case, it doesn't apply to you, that's because of a Chisaron Hechatimsi. But it's still talking in general to everybody. That's usually the case. But here, that's not the case. Here it's saying that everybody else is Mufka. If you don't have the Mitzias of having a father and a mother, a father and or a mother, then you are Mufka from this Isur of Klala and Make. So only somebody who has this Mitzias has the Asara and has the Onesh. And this isn't the regular Mekalo and Haka. This is a different Maisa that comes from a different Mitzias from the Mitzias of other Klalas. That the mitzias of cursing a Jewish person by another Jewish person is a mitzias that the chiyuv on it, on this sin that comes from this, is a mitzias and an ashara. And the chiyuv on it, on this sin, comes because of the mitzias and the ashara that we have on this. So that's a maisa l'chiyuv malchus. But this is lo kenia mitziut v'ashara shemakalel aviv shemitziut v'ashara acheret. It's different mitzias, different ashara. That the onesh on this avera al avera b'mitziut zohi mita. This is different. Now, I have to make something clear. Maybe people are thinking, when is there a mitzias when somebody doesn't have a father or mother? Everybody has a father or mother. Meaning, hare the chiyuv of klal applies even after they're dead. So everybody either has a living father and or mother, or a dead father and mother. That is correct. That is correct. So we're not saying that there's a mitzias where this mitzias doesn't exist. It applies to everybody. Ein achinami. But by saying ish, it's saying that this is different than the normal case, than a normal iser. A normal iser, a regular iser, a normative iser, applies generally to everybody. But this iser applies to this specific mitzias of this specific person. This specific person, because he has this mitzias of being the son of his parents. And that's different than the regular Isser of Klal and Haka, which comes from a different reality. And that is that you're a Jewish person, and you're not allowed to curse another Jewish person, and you're not allowed to hit another Jewish person. But that was the Rambam's Hechrech, from the fact that it says Ish. Why are you referring to a specific person and not in general? Because it's telling you, in this pasuk of the Onesh, it has to say Ish, because it's saying it's not a general prohibition, but it's referring to this specific reality. This specific reality is its own category. If it wouldn't have said that, then you would have said it's not a different category. It's just an Isser, so Bavakasha, included in the regular Isser of Klal Anaka. The answer is no. From the fact that it says Ish, it tells you that it's coming from this specific person's mitzias. From this specific person's mitzias, there's this Onesh, and Memela, from this comes From this we have an Azhara also, right? The Azhara, they can only be an Onesh if there's an Azhara. So this is also going to be the Avera. But again, it comes from this unique reality of him being the son of his father. And that doesn't apply. That's different than the regular Isser of Klala, which applies to everybody in general. So we have the pasuk of Ish Ish Asher Yakalas Avivesimo Mosumas Avivimo Kilal Damav Bo. So what does this pasuk of Ish Ish tell us? Just don't say, just say that Asher Yakalas Avivesimo Mosumas Avivimo Kilal Damav Bo. Wouldn't that be enough? If that would be the case, we would include it in the regular Isser of the Azhara would come from where? The Azhara would come from the regular Isser of Klala. And just here, you'd get the Onesh and Shalom Al Yisrael, like the Rambam wanted to have it. But the Rambam says, no, but look at the, don't say, well, it says Ish Ish L'Rab was Bas. Why does it have to say Ish Bechlal? And then you have to come L'Rab was Bas. The answer is because he had to say Ish. Why did you have to say Ish? Because it's categorizing this Avera as a different, fundamentally different Avera than the normal Isser. Because the normal Isser is talking to everybody. And so it applies all around. And if you don't have that Metzius, then you just lack the Hechatimtzi. But that's a general Isser, that it's Usser. And it's Usser for everybody. But here it's telling us, no. This Isser is not just the general Isser, that it's Usser for everybody. And if it doesn't, if you don't have this Metzius, then you just lack the Hechatimtzi. No. Here it's telling us, like, it's like what applies to Kohanim. It's this specific Metzius is Mechai of this specific Onesh and Memela this specific Azhara. And it's not like in general that it's not this specific Metzius, that it's in general, that everybody is Chayiv. No. This specific reality is Mechayiv. Sometimes it's not that if I have to honor my parents because I have parents. Even if I wouldn't have parents, I would still, I lack the Echetimsi, I can't bring my a parent to a chashon, but the person lacks the echetimsi, but he's still chayiv. But here we're saying, no. This is only because of this unique reality, that's what's mechayiv you. This unique reality of having parents, that's mechayiv you in the Isser of Makalo. And that's why it says ish ish. And that's how the Rambam, so for Enfert, all the kashas. Why does it have to say Ish Bechlal? Just say in general, and then you won't have to have another word for the Rabbah's Bas. No, because it's telling you it's Noiveyad. It flows from this specific reality of Ish. Kan ne'amar ba'pasuk, mi hu ha'musar b'mitzvah zo? She'ina b'stam l'chol Yisrael k'b'chol ha'Torah. It's not like all Jews like in the rest of Torah. It's like Kohanim, that it's only this specific group. So it has to say, who's ha'musar? Who's that? Ha'ish hazeh she'ish lo aviv ima. He's Musar Shalola Kalam, so that puts it in its own category. And that's why it's not enough, like the Ramban says, to say that the Azhara comes from the general Azhara. Because that's why we had to say in this Pasuk Ish, to tell you that no, it only applies like we said. צריך לכתוב מי הוא המוסר. האיש הזה שיש לו אבי ואמא, שהוא מוסר שלו לקהל עולם, he's the one who gets the onesh. And therefore it's not included in the regular category. So that was the הכרח of the Rambam to categorize Mekalel. And I guess he assumed that if Mekalel is different, Mak is also different. So in their own separate categories. And say that it's a different Azhara, not only is it a different onesh, but it's different as her as well. Okay, sweet friends, this is amazing. And B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will be continuing B'ezer Hashem with the third offering. And in this series. And we will see more Niflos Mitoras Hashem. We have a lot more beautiful Torah to share. Please stay tuned. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.